Chapter 41, The Bukharian Dervish Haji Azvat's Truv. My first meeting with the contemporary terrestrial three-brained being with whom I saw the experiments I mentioned will doubtless be extremely interesting and instructive for you, especially because it is thanks to him, in all probability, that information about the fundamental sacred law of Heptaparaparshanach will again be established and become accessible to all ordinary beings with a thirst for knowledge, even contemporary ones. Therefore, I will tell you about this meeting in all its details. I met him for the first time 3 terrestrial years before my final departure from that solar system. Once while traveling on the continent of Asia in the region called Bukhara, I chanced to meet and become friendly with a certain three-brained being belonging to the community inhabiting that part of the surface of your planet who was a member of a dervish brotherhood and whose name was Haji Zafir Baga Eddin. He was typical of those contemporary three-brained beings of the planet Earth who have a tendency to enthuse over higher matters, as is said there, and who, without an essential understanding of them, have become automatized to speak about them on opportune and inopportune occasions with anyone they meet. And whenever we met, he liked to talk only about such questions. One day, we started talking about the ancient Chinese science known as Shat Kai Nirnis. This science is nothing other than fragments of the sum of true information concerning the sacred Heptaparaparshanach, cognized by the great Chinese twin brothers and other genuine scientists of ancient times, which they called the totality of true information about the law of ninefoldness. I've already told you that certain fragments of this knowledge happened to remain intact and passed from generation to generation through a very limited number of initiated beings there. As a matter of fact, it will be a great stroke of luck for the future three-brained beings of your planet if these surviving fragments, which have passed and are still passing from generation to generation through this very limited number of initiated beings, do not fall into the hands of contemporary scientists there. And it will be a great stroke of luck because if these surviving fragments of genuine knowledge were to fall into the hands of contemporary scientists, then, thanks to their inherency of wiseacring, they would, without fail, cook up some sort of scientific porridge out of the meaning put into them, and thereby the barely flickering reason of all the other three-brained beings would be entirely extinguished. Moreover, these last remnants of the great attainments of their ancestors would thus be completely wiped off the face of that ill-fated planet.